people have long recognized this place as a prime spot to get away from it all. During the term of FDR, the Oval Office realized it was a great place for a retreat as well. We head to the mountains for a slice of presidential history on today's edition of The American Countryside. Just after the railroads began laying track here, people began taking the rails for a retreat from East Coast cities.
As the railroads pushed in the early 1800s, one of the things that followed the railroads into this area very quickly was early tourism. So there are some very large houses in their day that were really hotels or boarding houses where visitors would come out and take the country air in the summertime.
Mel Poole says Catoctin Mountain Park has always been a place for people to enjoy nature and relax. In the 1930s, someone else became interested in using the park as a retreat as well.
The Secret Service got very nervous about President Roosevelt being on the presidential yacht cruising up and down the Potomac River at the start of World War II. So they contacted the National Park Service and began to look at locations for a presidential retreat.
The list of potential sites was narrowed. The Oval Office was particularly interested in an old CCC camp called High Catoctin.
The president drove up for a look, liked what he saw, and presidents have been coming here ever since. President Roosevelt first designated it. He called it Shangri-La.
The location remains the same, but today it is known by another name.
President Eisenhower decided to name it after his grandson and named it Camp David.
Although the park is home to the presidential retreat, visitors can still come here and enjoy the vast open country and the hills an hour north of Washington, D.C. Traveling the countryside in Thurmont, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.